This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
The Valley's favorite way to wake up.
I love the morning show.
The best morning soundtrack.
Go! It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Okay, we got breaking news. Listen, we got some breaking news. Ladies, you're going to love this situation.
Well, don't. Let's not do that.
It's Live Morning Mess. Yes, we do have 50 Cent tickets coming up after 7 a.m. But more importantly, Sienna, we gotta let the Valley know, specifically all these ladies.
Yes.
We gotta let these ladies know. JD has a special announcement right now.
We don't have to let anybody know because I'm not interested in that. I'm just gonna rip the Band-Aid off. I am single.
Wow.
A single man.
Me and my girlfriend Lexi, we met in May of last year. No, 2 years ago. It's almost been 2 years, but yeah. We just celebrated 1 year of officially dating in December. But yeah, we called it quits.
So I got introduced to Lexi 4 months ago when you let us know and the Valley that you were in a long distance relationship with this girl from Boston. We met her once, twice?
I think I've met her
times.
Twice.
Yeah,
twice.
Times, yes.
And all my friends and fans of JD were disappointed. They're like, damn, I got no chance with old boy. Now you do.
Okay, that's no. First of all,
now
R&B is my favorite music, and I feel like I have a way deeper appreciation now for R&B because these songs be hitting a little different. As
I wish I never met her, even though I love you so.
And listen, I will say that the distance played no role in it. Like, we actually handled that pretty well. Distance was, even though she lived in Boston, that wasn't a problem. I'm choosing to work on myself right now. I need to do some work behind the scenes, and I'm not going to get into the specifics of why we broke up. Obviously, that's the main question, but out of respect for her, I will only speak about myself.
Right.
And leave her as much out of this as possible.
Leave her out of this, but you are single now.
I am single, and I also want to reiterate in all caps, I'm not interested in dating. I'm like,
he is single.
I'm sad, dude. I'm hurt. This is my first real relationship. We dated for a while. You invest all this time and energy. It's sad, and like, I really am. I mean, I've cried way more than I've ever cried in my life.
Aww.
It's sad, dude.
Listen, suck this up. Listen.
Shut up, man.
You just got really vulnerable, and that was your response to all of
You know
of
why? Because I've been crying for the past 6 months, so I feel you, brother. Yeah, going through a divorce is just like, it sucked. I've had many a cry day. Here's my problem with this, JD. And ladies and gentlemen, please call 833-730-6377. Here's my biggest problem. I've been calling JD, making sure JD's cool. We went out last night. We're a little hungover as we drowned our sorrows in the bottom of a tequila bottle. My problem is this. You guys broke up. This girl automatically blocked you and unfollowed you on Instagram, took down all your pictures.
She did tell me she was going to do that because that's part of her process, and I respect that. You know, if that's how she wanted to go about it, I don't think that's immature. I think if that helps her to get me out of her brain, I'm okay with that.
Right.
It doesn't bother me.
All right. It doesn't bother me either because I didn't even remember, but I did the same thing with my ex-wifey. I took down all her pictures, and I know I did that because it was too hard for me to see pictures and or videos of me and Amber together. It brought back the happiness. And so I took it down out of sight, out of mind to help me through my healing process as I'm going through that. My problem is right now is you still got pictures up of her up on your Instagram. Take them down, bro.
No, I have no. See, this is where I feel like I'm mature, whereas I feel you're immature about this.
Are you talking to her?
No, I'm talking to you.
Well, she did it.
No, I'm just saying I feel.
And she unfollowed the whole show, Sienna.
She did. There is that to add.
She followed all of us.
Yeah.
What did we do?
listen, if that's part of her process, she wants probably nothing to do with me. I don't regret any of the moments we had, any of those things. That's why I don't feel the need like to delete it.
Take them down, bro.
Nah, I
take
just...
Take them down.
No.
No.
Is there any potential you could possibly get back together in the future? Is that why you kind of still have them up?
That's not a reason why I still have them up. I'm a firm believer, and I feel like time is going to heal the, you know, stuff between us. I'd love to be more final with it, but time is weird, you know, like I need the dust to settle a little bit. It's still so fresh right now.
Sienna, you think he should take down these pictures of her on Instagram again? Let me reiterate. She unfollowed you.
She
blocked.
That doesn't matter.
Unfollowed JD.
She's probably upset.
More importantly, unfollowed me.
Yeah. No, she did unfollow me, which, okay, I was a little hurt by. But if her process is taking JD's photos down and stuff, his process is keeping them up because he's still cherishing that relationship and he's still grieving it. So I feel like it's okay for him to keep them up for some time. It's still fresh. It still hurts.
Okay.
So I think it's okay.
I want to listen to our morning messengers. What do you think JD should do? Take down the pictures of him and his ex? I mean, they just broke up. She took the pictures down.
I hate when you even say it like that.
What?
Dude. Like when you're like his ex. It's that. Right,
he is your
hurts.
Ex.
I know, but it hurts when you say it like that.
Oh, like your ex boo? Like what?
We don't even have to talk about it anymore, man.
Your former girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm sad about it. I'm telling you, I'm not interested in dating, so nobody hit me up, okay? Leave me alone.
Blood DMs.
At the actual JD. No. You're not going to have problems in that department. But we'll take some calls, and what are your opinion on this matter about taking the pictures down on Instagram? And in the meantime, here's Neo's So Sick.
Jeez.
It's the morning mess. Now, we have an interesting call from Anastasia. She's on hold right now in Phoenix. Anastasia, you're going through this this situation as we speak.
Yep. I just, not even a month ago.
Oh.
How long were you in a relationship for?
3 years.
Don't even, BZ got this look in his eye acting like this is a match made in heaven. You need to chill, fam.
I think she sounds cute as hell.
Yeah, you need to relax a little bit.
Why?
I mean, there's such thing as a rebound.
Yep.
So.
Nobody's shooting, so everyone calm
that
down.
That is true.
Here's the thing. Did you have pictures of your man up on Instagram?
I did, and I deleted them.
There you go.
Ah,
took them down. That's the big conversation in studio. I'm telling JD that he should take down the pictures of him and her. Because I know I did it. It hurt too much to seeing all these pictures and videos of me and my ex. So I'm telling him to do it because his ex already took down all the pictures and blocked them on Instagram.
Yeah, see, my ex did that within, like, I would say 4 hours.
Oh, mine was within an hour. It took her no time to get to it. But that's part of her process. Like she said, that's part of her process of her moving on, which I don't knock that. That doesn't bother me. I can see from Joey's perspective, just because I feel like if I do get back in the dating scene, would someone think that's a red flag if I had that up?
I think when you start dating, you will know when to take them down, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I set up a double date with me and you with these two girls tomorrow night. So take these damn pictures down.
Because we're hurt. Joey, have you ever been hurt before?
Yes. I'm going through a divorce. I'm hurt right now.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, then have some empathy and understand that I don't want to get back in the scene. Do you want to get back in the scene?
Yes. Me and you have a double date tomorrow. Okay. We're going to Chipotle, by the way.
I agree with JD.
Because you don't want to get back in the scene, right? Like right away?
Okay, I'm not going to lie. So yesterday I downloaded, you know, the dating app because that's the world we live in now. And it kind of hurt. I wasn't ready. And all these guys just want to have one thing. And you guys already know what that is.
Chipotle.
So I'm like, No, not Chipotle.
Okay, so you're not dating.
No, I'm not dating.
But listen, the topic of the conversation is, should he take the pictures down? And you did. So why wouldn't you tell JD to do the same?
I kind of agree, JD. I think you should.
Yep.
And especially that you don't want to have to put yourself through that, you know, emotional roller coaster over and over again looking at those pictures.
I'll be honest with you. It really doesn't bother me. Like, I enjoy the memories I have. I don't regret a single moment of my relationship. So when I look back on it, like, I look at it from as mature standpoint as I can. Like, it really doesn't bother me.
All right, take that one down. Take that one down. I'm looking at your IG.
It's very recent, so I feel
take that one down.
It shows a lot about, I know everyone's different of how they cope with heartbreak and breakups, but I feel like it kind of shows a lot when you're deleting your pictures so quickly.
Take that one down.
I understand, and it sucks because our recent anniversary was on the 12th of December, so, you know, if someone went back and read those words, it almost like is like I'm contradicting myself.
Yeah,
I'm having a hard time.
Doesn't mean you don't mean those words.
Right, right, right.
I'm looking at the picture right now.
Yeah.
1 year down, plenty to go. That was a lie.
I know, man.
Take that one down.
Things happen, okay?
Things happen.
Here's
man.
The thing. As we're talking about this, ladies, you could follow him at the actual JD.
Jeez.
They're going to see how handsome this guy is and what a great son you are. You have beautiful pictures with your mom, picture with the show, great looking guy. And then you got a picture of with your ex. Now they're going to be like, oh, he's taken.
Maybe.
That is true.
Good. Maybe this will fend people off for now.
I don't want to see your ex lady axe throwing.
That's why you have your own account so you can put up whatever you want.
What's wrong with you actually just telling people that you don't want to be in a relationship?
I am telling people that. I'm telling Joey that right now, and he doesn't listen to me.
But you're open to dating eventually.
Well, hopefully, yeah. I'm eventually going to be ready to date again.
Right.
But...
Anna.
Yeah.
Ever thought of dating a 30-year-old Caucasian? Handsome guy?
Honestly, if he's a cowboy, sure.
A cowboy?
He is far from it.
You know, a farm guy. You know, a guy who works on a farm.
Oh, okay.
Who handles cattle, you know.
Got you.
Like
JD,
that.
Do you like handling manure or anything?
Bro, listen, I watch Yellowstone, so if that qualifies as...
He watches Yellowstone.
JD wouldn't last a day.
Oh, okay. So
I'll tell
I.
you, this ranch is different around here.
I just barely started it, so do I.
Really? Maybe you and JD can finish it.
This is not where this needs to go. This is not where this needs to go. Anna, I appreciate you.
He's wearing Wranglers right now. Boot cut.
5'10 jeans.
He's on right now.
He's wearing assless chaps as we speak right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We got Barbs and Chandler on the line. Barbs, leave them up or take them down?
Take them down.
Take them down.
I'm not going to take them down. I'm going to leave them up. They were part of my life. I'm not petty like that.
No, it's not petty. I'm not saying go back the whole year and take all of them down. Just the recent ones. We're not together. She's going to start posting of another man.
Yeah, but I don't care about that kind of stuff. That stuff doesn't bother me.
I would do the whole year. Why are you going to do like a month? JD barely posts anyways. He probably has three pictures of her in the past year.
That's not true because you guys know we've had our anniversary, her birthday.
How many pictures in a year have you posted about her?
About her? Probably like four or five.
That will take you 17 seconds to take down. What are we doing here? Why are we wasting a whole half hour talking about
that
JD should take 17 seconds to take down a picture?
What does it matter?
Of some girl, what's her name?
That, don't do that.
That, that took blocked you and then unfollowed us. On Instagram.
It doesn't bother me.
We
dude.
Caught strays
wow.
in this.
Unfollowed even.
She did unfollow us. However, I will say it's still fresh. I feel like it's okay for him to keep them up.
I disagree, so Sienna. Right. Take them down. Okay. She unfollowed everybody white too. Okay.
Oh my God.
She's only following Lionel Richie, Michael Jordan, and Jello.
Okay.
He does mornings at another radio station. Everyone white she unfollowed. This is getting ridiculous. Unfollow her right now. Take her down, John Daniel.
I'm not going to do it. It doesn't bother me. You guys are the ones that like think like that.
No, you can't put Sienna thinks you should leave him up. Me and Barbs, we go together like butt cheeks.
Was it a bad breakup?
or?
I don't think any breakups are really great.
That's a great question. Do you consider this a bad breakup?
Right.
No.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to speak for her, but yeah, I don't think it's ever easy.
Are you saying friends?
I don't think we can be in a relationship and not be boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, I don't think we can be friends.
Yeah, that's kind of iffy. How long's it been?
It's been 2 weeks.
Oh, we'll give you a little time.
Well, thank
that's
you.
What I'm saying.
How kind
it's
of
so
you.
Fresh.
I really appreciate it.
How much time are we talking about, Barb?
Give him a month or two.
Nah, that's too much.
Look. Calm down.
I am the calmest I have ever been.
All right. In the meantime, just take care of my needs right now, JD. Take one picture down. Which one? The birthday one or the anniversary? Take one of those down.
Oh, man.
But why are you needy about this?
Because it's all about me. Take down the anniversary one.
Oh, it's about you.
Yeah, always.
So why you go take a picture down then? How about that?
Give me your phone. I'll take it down.
No.
No, none of her. Just sit you down off yours.
You could, she's saying yours.
Oh, actually, I have. And I didn't realize I did until I was looking at my phone like, damn, I must have had an evening with some tequila. And I went back years taking down pictures of my ex because it hurt too much to watch pictures of happiness.
I'm sorry. That's giving your ex a whole lot of time if you went back years.
Years, for real.
Yeah, so when did you delete yours?
I don't even remember deleting them. That's the thing. I must have been drunk one night.
Shut your mouth. You act like you don't know.
I don't remember deleting all these. Bro, you saw me. Look at my phone.
You remember a specific time where you went and deleted everything? That's a lie.
I swear to you. Why would I lie? I don't remember deleting everything. I must have been drunk one night in my Drake Fields and just started.
That's it. He was the one pulling back at Lunchables keeping the Henny.
You know? I was drinking Henny, taking pictures down of my ex, Henny. You know what I'm saying?
That's what happened. You're all fine,
Barbs. Okay, well, she is team take them down. That's all I know after this conversation.
She switched up a little bit.
Barb, I got to ask you the question. Are you team take them down or leave them up?
I'm team leave them up for a minute.
Leave them up for a minute. All right, you got 60 seconds, player.
Goodbye. Have a great day.
Don't tell us what to do. Bye, Barb.
The Morning Mess. Ooh, I like it when they make me laugh.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them makes me happy.
On Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.